All right, we're on.
But are we?
Yes. Are we on? Let me take a look here.
Yeah, let's take a peek.
Let me take a peek at our blog talk. What do we call this show?
This is called Inflammatory Talk, but the episode is called The Central Park Five. There has been telling and retelling of what happened with Central Park Five. Today, we are able to pull apart fact from fiction, truth from lies. Can
yeah.
we do it? Join us. We have call lines open. You can call in and chat. But for the most part, I'm not going to lie, this is a little bit of a sound check.
Yeah, so this is the Central Park Five. And basically, the more I look into it, there's been a recent retelling of the Central Park Five that is basically untrue. Now, Joe, do you have your Audacity on?
Yeah, I have Audacity on. Sure.
Good enough. That is great.
Yeah.
So yes. Yeah, so basically, I recently listened to was recently listening to Larry Elder, and I actually I tweeted to you about that show about the Central Park Five, and how basically there has been a retelling of that, and basically the whole Netflix thing seems to be really dishonest and kind of a lie, basically, and it's kind of sad what's going on. There. And I don't know how well our sound is coming in
now. Going. Just keep going because I'm going to test it out right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to see.
Yeah. But, and this is one of the reasons why we want to make a film about white guilt is, and even more today than these years ago because they're shutting down.
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why we want to make a film
about
white
guilt.
Yeah.
Okay. We can hear. That's great.
We can hear it.
Yeah. Nice, absolutely.
Man.
So, yeah, this is one of the reasons why we want to make a film about white guilt, because this whole thing, there seems to be retelling of stories and a lot of lies and dishonesty out there
because
by the mainstream media. And why is that? Why is that playing?
Retelling of stories.
And, oh, wait, is that me? Let me
lies.
Turn mine off if that's the
no,
case.
That
I'm
was
sorry.
Me. That was me. That was me.
You son of a... So, yeah, so there's been a lot of retelling of stories.
Yes.
And just, just blatantly, you know, a lot of lies by both, you know, I would say by omission and probably downright lies that are going on about a lot of stories. And, like I said, today we have what I call the civil rights industrial complex. They can basically accuse someone and stigmatize them for all what seems like a lifetime ban, a lifetime of blacklisting, and like a scarlet kind of a scarlet letter on a white person. But the left can get away with anything and everything, and particularly I would say blacks and Latinos, all the races can get away with certain behaviors that whites and the left could never get away that the right could never get away with.
Chat board is open. Make sure you get in that chat room and start chatting.
And this might be a really short one, but
okay, we'll give the people a chance.
So basically, the Central Park Five, they were not charged with rape. They were charged with assault. And Ken Burns, who did the documentary, did a documentary about them. And then Netflix has done a film version about the whole situation. And from what I am gathering, a lot of this is complete and utter fabrication. And it's really sad what's going on in this country. And not only in this country, but I think the whole world basically is under this, I guess, you know, like this delusion of, you know, what Colin Flaherty says, denial, deceit, and delusion. And it's, you know, this Central Park Five, for me, is one of the largest and the biggest, the biggest by far, one of the biggest cons that's being played on the American people, and the biggest lie of omission being played on the American people, and not only the American people, but all over the world. And you look what's going on in the West with the rapes that happened that very little gets talked about, the crime that some of these foreign groups bring to these Western countries, and you're basically not allowed to say anything. And of course, if there's an incident of so-called white racism, well, that is all over the news. And it looks like the left, which is part of academia, which is part, you know, and the same thing with the civil rights industrial complex, is basically protecting itself. That's why you're seeing a push. That's what, one of the reasons you're seeing a push for censorship on big tech censorship, because these civil rights groups didn't like the pushback that it was receiving, and they decided to censor. Because the mainstream media, they are on board with the civil rights industrial complex, and they are on board with things not getting out there. And it, you know, the thing of it, the sad thing of it is that Cosby and I've got the other person's name eludes me. Weinstein. What was his first name again? The filmmaker, or not the filmmaker, the producer, Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these individuals, these stories were told by alternative media, by, you know, by the internet being out there, by, you know, Twitter and YouTube, before the mainstream media took it upon themselves. And it's just kind of sad that now they want to take that, they want to take it away from us, and they want to just push mainstream sources. But the mainstream sources were protecting the rich and powerful, and they were protecting the ideology of the civil rights industrial complex. And, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, hopefully we can get some money for our documentary and tackle some of these issues that are happening, and some of these misconceptions and what looks like to be lies out there and deceit. Yeah. Anyway, we had a lot of trouble with Blog Talk Radio just getting it set up recently.
No, it was Skype. That was
Skype. Yeah. And Skype is run by a foreign group, and sometimes it's just kind of difficult to get things going.
It's almost like driving a European car where all the switches are kind of, you know, upside down from what you're used to.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Live shows. I'm not seeing us in the listing, so. Oh, yeah.
We are in the listing. Oh. I just saw us in the listing of live shows.
We are. We're at the top there. We are.
Yeah.
We really should keep going. God, we're up there with Richard C. Hoagland.
I think maybe we might want to put our call-in number in there. Just put it on Discord. See if anyone wants to call in to our Skype show.
Yes.
To our blog talk. Our Blog Talk show. Let me see if I can. I'll go back to Blog Talk.
That'd probably be the best thing if you could hop over there and just alert some people, because I'm trying to do too many things.
Yes. So I'm alerting people to our blog talk show.
There
right
should
now.
Be tons of people here. This is where the action is at tonight.
I'm hoping that is the case. So we're looking at live, and we are at the top of the live broadcast.
That's right.
And I'm putting our number out there for anyone who wants to call in. Is there anyone calling in on Skype at the moment for our? Are you taking pictures right now?
I sure am, man. Taking pictures. It's not every day we get to the top of the marquee.
That's A. So are we on the top of the marquee out there?
Yeah, we are. But people don't. I'm gonna post this picture in there. And
yeah.
Here we are. Oops. Here we are. Right above Richard C. Hoagland.
Yes. Yes, so. Right above Richard C. Hoagland.
I'm posting that picture right now. There we go.
Yes. So, like I said, we are out here just kind of rediscussing the
right.
Central Park Five, and I don't want to, you know, you can if you follow Larry Elder in his show, he basically had the officer on that you know, said the whole thing was just made up.
Well, if you watch the mini, whatever you call that, the mini series that was on TV.
Yeah.
The ideas that they were pushing, and I always found this kind of weird since I saw that, I thought this was weird. They were pushing the concept that deals were being made in the back room and that the lawyers were the ones that were up to the funny business and that the accused were completely innocent. That was what I took away from the miniseries. Did you get that too?
It does. You know, actually, the miniseries gets into the indication that the police, that there was police brutality.
Okay, you two. I can't.
The police were.
Were you calling Liz?
No, I wasn't.
I just heard Liz.
Yeah, I had her show on. She said, "Okay, you two. I can't, you know." And then I just. You want to hear her again?
No, she was saying she couldn't deal with us.
I don't know.
She must have been talking about somebody else.
Let me see if that's who she was talking about. I gotta. But no, I mean, it seemed like it was the police and the district attorney that was.
Yes, go on.
That was basically railroading them, and it. The district attorney said that she wanted, like, in the film, she said they wanted every, you know, black youth in Harlem picked up or something like that. I'm not hearing anything anymore from the show, from her show anyway. So, anyway.
Because our show is now live.
Our show is now live. That is correct, folks. So we were talking a little bit about the Central Park Five and how.
Well, I think what you're saying is that they were guilty, but we're led to believe they weren't guilty.
Yeah, I mean, they were actually because of Ken Burns' documentary, they were, I guess, exonerated. And I've heard that they shouldn't, that shouldn't have happened. And that there's a whole misconception. I mean, there's a whole big lie that happened about that. I mean, the cop on the case, I think one of the lead detectives on the case, said that the whole thing was complete complete nonsense. What was going on? And like, I mean, the retelling of the story was just complete nonsense. And that these men were guilty, and they weren't guilty of rape. They were guilty of assaulting the woman. And they confessed to the crimes. They were not coerced. There was no, from my understanding, there was no police brutality or police misconduct. And basically, they went into the whole details on why they were found guilty. And this wasn't a railroading. These men were given an equal and fair trial, and are at least what it seems like to me, an equal and fair trial. And now they're just retelling the whole goddamn thing. And it seems to be absolutely absurd what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like I said, and there's no debate. Like, the thing of it is, there's no these facts are not debated about are at least debated much about what's going on about this whole thing. And I think there was Emmys. I think the Netflix thing won some Emmys. How they it's called How They See Us, and I'm wondering how you know if this whole thing is a lie. And I'm looking this up right now, How They See Us. And let me just see here. So How They See Us, the premise, a drama television miniseries created and co-written that premiered on May 31st, 2019. It talks about the Central Jogger case. And Felicity Huffman, she plays the attorney general on the case. And When They See Us, okay, the five suspects were prosecuted and related to sexual assault of a female victim and their families of juvenile males of color. The protagonist of the series, Kevin Richard, Asante Black, let me see here, by the juries of various charges related to the assault, four were convicted. They were sentenced to the maximum term for juveniles, except for Corey Wise, who was 16 at the time of the suit was filed against them. So and again, we are from my understanding, there's been just a lot of you know, just I'm assuming that there's going to be let me go to Rotten Tomatoes to just
can you get the sour cream out of your mouth and finish a sentence?
Okay, so right now, the Rotten Tomatoes has it as a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Thank you. That was a complete sentence.
And as I'm looking for the reviews here, though, because I'm just curious to the people who reviewed it, and it's not showing anything right now. That's really strange. And I'm refreshing it. And I'm trying to see if there's any reviews, and the reviews of this miniseries seem to have been completely scrubbed. So I'm going to go to the website right now of all of the shows that are on right now. And so this one, okay. So I'm seeing reviews of Abominable right now in the list of reviews. So I'm going to go back to, and I'm going to go back to, what was the name of the miniseries again? Because I had to go, How They See Us.
It was called Central Park 5.
No, but that's not the name of the so, folks, bear with me.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it. Does anybody out there listening right now? We got some listeners. If anybody knows the name of the Central Park 5 miniseries or whatever that was.
Yeah,
I guess
so,
it was a TV movie. I forgot if it was.
But I just saw it right now, and it could be just.
What is the name of that show? What was it?
It was How They See Us.
That's what it was. Yeah, damn it.
And it's taking a while for it to load up.
Boy,
and search taking too long to respond.
Happy Saturday night to everybody. This is we are live, believe it or not. I think this is getting
We have any calls right now?
Surprisingly, we do not. Our phone number is, I think it's in there, right? Can't people just call on our guest line? I think that's like the big perk. We haven't been doing a lot of
talk. They certainly can.
You can call right in. We have a guest call-in number, 917-889-9178. We're on Skype also, 310-668-1969, if that's easier for some reason. But yeah, that's it. We could use some callers and fill in the blanks. I think a lot of people hear you for the first time, and even some people that have heard you for years, they say you're a racist.
Well, I mean, like I said, and that's that is, I guess, the new thing that people are saying nowadays.
It's like people got more sensitive right before our eyes. We've been doing this for like 8 years. Right? This is our eighth year.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been saying it since we started that you're a racist.
Well, how many people have really said that, though?
No. I think they've made the claim, but I don't think they were truly listening. I think they were just starting fights. The people that really listen to you, I think, understand, hopefully. I think they understand the reality and where you're really coming from. Other people are just going to start things to start things, and that's fine. We don't mind that kind of attitude, but it makes me wonder, what people really think when they first hear you. And it's like anybody, you get to know somebody and you learn their truer motivation. Some people think people who talk about race are racists.
You know what? I think, JP, can you go on Rotten Tomatoes and type in How They See Us? Because it seems to have been scrubbed from Rotten Tomatoes.
No way. I wouldn't totally be surprised, but let's check it out. Rotten Tomatoes, How They See Us.
Or is it just on my end? Because it looks like these people don't want to be associated. Because I think it right now, this thing is coming out. Is this retelling, this Ken Burns documentary is coming out is being untrue. And I'm going to go into Rotten Tomatoes and look up Ken Burns right now.
No results for How They See Us. How could that be?
Yeah.
Sorry, no results for How They See Us. I'm kind of shocked about that, really.
So I'm gonna look up right now Netflix streaming Old and Live, and let me see here. Okay, so I'm looking up. So right now, folks, we are just seeing what's happening. Okay, so this is on Netflix. And
I have to ask, what do people want to hear? Somebody who is bringing up these issues because they are real issues in many respects. But then you see the censorship and the one-sidedness of the argument and how Rotten Tomatoes is just sidestepping any controversy whatsoever. When They See Us, the official trailer is up on Netflix, on YouTube, so that hasn't been taken off.
But they're not. We cannot see, because When They See Us. Let me look at Ken Burns right now.
You and us. Who you in the park with?
I don't know names. I got lost.
Where did you see the lady?
One lady.
The female jogger was severely beaten and raped. Every black male who was in the park last night is a suspect. I need all of them.
Put that on pause real quick.
Your son was involved.
That was bullshit right there.
Which part?
And I'm looking right now. Okay, Ken Barnes National Parks.
Yeah, I'll share my screen.
All right, Ken Barnes, the Central Park 5. And let's see if we have any.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm looking now. Ken Barnes, his Central Park 5 is up. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
In Central Park.
Wait a second.
They saw you rape the lady.
I didn't see a lady or hit anyone.
I didn't see any lady.
Kevin.
I didn't see any lady.
I want to see my son right now. Right now.
Whatever he said, I didn't.
I know why. Zoning
on the road. Nothing in these boys' state matches the central facts of a crime. All we need is for one to tie this whole thing together.
These tapes are not as clean as the state would have you believe.
That's a lie.
What is happening here?
There is not one shred of evidence.
Imagine the frenzy of these teenagers ripping off
the car. Innocent of these crimes.
They are guilty.
They do us like this.
What other way they ever do us?
And I have
been looking back.
I've been having these dreams. Wow.
Now, yeah, I mean, how else? He didn't, you know, his black eye and stuff. There was no, like, because I remember this. I mean, I remember enough about the Central Park 5 that there was. Now, I sent you a tweet of Larry Elder. If you go on your Twitter. If you go on Twitter, So if you go on Twitter, Larry Elder.
All right. Hold on a second here. Let's see. I see a rematch of
okay, not that one. Keep going down. Keep going down.
Pretty damn good.
Keep going down.
By the way,
this one right here, Larry Elder.
This
that
here.
One.
Oh, okay. An actor playing one of the exonerated Central Park Five just won an Emmy.
Yeah.
Slight problem.
So if you,
the Central Park Five are in fact guilty. Listen to my interview with lead NYPD detective Eric Reynolds, who broke his silence.
Is there somewhere to click on that?
Yeah.
There we go. So, yeah. So, we want to play that real quick.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
This is probably the straightest and most journalistic film we've ever made. There's no narration, so it doesn't give us a chance to do anything. We've got, one adjective in our interstitial cards that says brutally, referring to the rape, which is was. But other than that, what happens is that these kids were never allowed to have their humanity brought forth. They were wilders. They were part of a wolf pack. And all we said was, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
But before we get to that, why won't you hand it over?
Well,
I already taped it.
Yeah. I just think it's a part of journalism. And these are our privileged conversations. If the state, every time they want to delay something, and let's remember, this civil suit is nearly 10 years old. After 13 years of justice denied, which everybody agrees, there's suddenly now justice delayed, which we know is justice denied. So we don't want to be a part of the city's fishing expedition, going after material that's not material to this particular suit. We made a film about them. We talked to them. We think it's a good film. The Cannes film.
What's the NYPD think, John?
Well, the NYPD did its own internal investigation, which found that none of the detectives did anything improper. That was done by a former prosecutor, a former deputy commissioner, and a couple of other officials. The district attorney's investigation, reinvested the case, found that they probably had the wrong people. But when you get to the detectives, Charlie, the detectives say, why weren't we interviewed in the DA's investigation? Why was no witness interviewed? They still believe that these kids had something to do with the assault, and they don't believe that they fed them lines or tricked them into confessing, and they're very frustrated that they weren't allowed to be part of the film. They wanted to tell their story.
And we did ask consistently.
Repeatedly.
To
there is not
to
a detective
interview.
On this case who doesn't say they didn't call 50 times.
And we would love to have them involved. But the adding probably did this is not right. Let's remember that Robert Morgenthau assigned two new DAs to this to reinvestigate. They produced a damning 58-page report that said that mistakes were made not just by prosecutors but by the cops. And it's not probable they asked and joined with the defense to ask a judge to vacate the conviction. So here's what the final story is about what happened that night with regard to the rape. Maybe there are other things up in the air, but what happened is that these kids were innocent and they didn't do it, and they spent time in jail for a crime they didn't commit. And now 10 years later, in the midst of trying to document this, in the midst of trying to release the film, in the midst of the kids trying to get on with their lives, they're men in their 30s now, the city of New York somehow takes this time to decide that they're going to throw a monkey wrench into our process and say, oh, give us all your stuff. That's what seems. This is a scar on the city of New York.
And the detectives would come back to each one of us had more than 20 years experience. Each one of us had investigated scores of assaults and murders. And nobody in the process of the reinvestigation sat down and said, what happened that day? What's your understanding of this? What occurred? And they really believe that the fact that the cities had indemnified them, they said, if you lose this lawsuit, you're covered, but you're not allowed to talk.
But
they're upset that they're barred from talking, and they're upset that not just the documentary, but they're upset in the investigation they didn't have their say.
Yeah, but when we talk about all this experience, it's not unreasonable that they'd want to think that these kids who were out in Central Park had anything to do with this brutal rape. We want them to be involved with that. But you'd think their spidey sense would go off for 1,000 different reasons, that they didn't know where the crime had taken place. They were in some other place when it did. It was an incredibly bloody crime scene. There's nothing of the crime scene on the boys. There's nothing of the boys on the crime scene. They didn't know each other. They spent all this time in prison not asking for parole. I mean, when they went up for parole, not saying I did it so they could get out earlier. And when film, I have to say, and Charlie, you know this, is a kind of polygraph.
That was Ken Burns speaking on the CBS Morning Show about the documentary a few years ago that came out that purported to show the Central Park Five were completely innocent. They were railroaded. One of the detectives involved in this case there that night arrested five teens. His name Eric Reynolds. He is a retired New York detective on the force for 20 years. He now joins us. Detective Eric Reynolds, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. I know you don't give very many interviews, and I really do appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, Larry, thank you. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this and set the record straight.
Well, you were there that night. Why don't you tell us what happened?
Well, to begin with, I'm listening to Ken Burns, and it's astounding to listen to him fabricate what went on that night. Ken Burns, I could never watch anything that he's produced anymore with any amount of confidence that he's telling the truth, that this is an honest portrayal of what's happened.
Detective Reynolds, Ann Coulter said after watching that documentary, she now has to revisit the Ken Burns Civil War documentary. Did he get that right?
He got nothing right.
Man.
If you look at his documentaries, universally, his documentaries are panned by people who are experts in that field.
Mm-hmm.
People that know nothing about the subject matter always think it's great. The people that know something about what his documentaries are, you know, subject matter is, always pan it. They
mm-hmm.
think it's terrible. It's, you know, gross exaggerations. I've even heard accusations of racism with the jazz documentary he did.
Wow. Now, Detective, you were there that night. Did you and your partner arrest the people that became the Central Park Five, all five of them?
What happened was we were looking for the group of teenagers who were wilding, who were rioting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's the best way to describe it. They were rioting in the park. We came upon 20 to 30 of them after they had assaulted the teacher, John Lachlan, and beat him so badly that both of his eye sockets were shattered and his skull was cracked. He wasn't even able to identify who it was that beat him because he couldn't see. His head looked like it was dunked in a bucket of blood.
Wow.
We captured 5 of the 30 that we observed because the group, of course, started running when we went to apprehend them.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of the 5 were Kevin Richardson and Raymond Santana, part of the Central Park 5.
Mm-hmm.
And just so that you understand, as we observed the group, we watched Raymond Santana with Stephen Lopez leading the group. I could see them turning around and addressing them almost as though they were leading the pack. And as they were walking uptown, up Central Park West.
Mm-hmm.
Once we arrested them, you have to understand something. We arrested them before the jogger was even found. The jogger was still in the ravine. She was by herself in a ditch by a stream, basically dying.
Detective, we're gonna take a break right here because I want to really get into this and get you plenty of time to explain exactly what happened that night. Detective, as you know, you are accused of forcing the confessions. You're accused of not giving the boys the opportunity to be with their parents, not giving them food and water, not allowing them to use the restroom. Linda Fairstein has been characterized as a racist. And I want to give you an opportunity to address some of these distortions. By the way, you were not named in the civil lawsuit. We're going to ask you why about that when we come back. I'm Larry Elder.
Larry Elder, all true, all devastated. So, now back to the sage, Larry Elder.
April. Mr. Pastor, will you apologize to Central Park 5? They've been exonerated. There have been videos and movies shown about the case. And you came out with a full-page ad saying that they should die. They're facing a death penalty.
Why do you bring that question up now? It's an interesting time to bring it up. You have people on both sides of that. They admitted their guilt. If you look at Linda Fairstein and if you look at some of the prosecutors, they think that the city should never have settled that case. So we'll leave it at that.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. That was President Trump responding to a reporter who asked him, will he apologize for saying the Central Park Five are guilty? He said he won't apologize. There are people that still maintain that they're guilty. He said he mentioned Linda Fairstein. Linda Fairstein was the lead prosecutor in the case, and she wrote an op-ed piece about this miniseries called When They See Us, in which she said it was full of lies. She said the miniseries portrays the suspects as being held without food, deprived of their parents' company and advice, not even allowed to use a bathroom. Nonsense. If that were true, that would have been brought up at the hearing where they determined the confessions were voluntary. It says that the film suggests the only evidence that they have against the suspect is their forced confessions. Not true. One woman testified that one of them told her he held her down, probably thinking that holding her down meant that he was exonerated from crime. She was wrong. There were bloodstains and dirt on some of the other 5, Linda Fairstein said. There were statements made by more than a dozen other kids who participated in the park rampage, fingering the 5. And regarding the claim that Mateus Reyes solely was there, she said, well, if he said he was solely there and the jury heard that, they probably wouldn't have convicted them regarding raping her or being involved in the rape of her, but they were also involved in attacking and assaulting other people, so the other charges should not have been vacated. The second lead prosecutor, Tim Clements, believes that Mateus Reyes is a complete liar and doesn't believe any of the charges should have been vacated. The lead officer on this case is my guest, retired New York Detective Eric Reynolds. He's been on the force about 20 years. Detective,
that's correct.
Detective, again, when you you watched the documentary that Ken Burns did. Your reaction to that documentary was what?
Oh, it's a complete farce. Ken Burns himself said that he made the documentary for one reason, and that was to force the city to pay the lawsuit, to pay the Central Park Five money, and that's it. That's why he would not show the city the outtakes from the filming that he did, because he didn't want people to see the contradictions. He didn't want people to see the lies. He didn't want people to see that they were clearly involved in the attack on Patricia Miley,
mm-hmm.
aka the Central Park jogger. All you have to do is watch the videos. Watch the videos in their entirety. There's a website called CentralPark5JoggerAttackers.com. They have the videos there. Watch them all.
Mm-hmm.
Look to see if they're sleep deprived. Look to see if they're deprived of going to the bathroom. Look to see if they get their rights read to them. Their rights are read right to them at the beginning. Their parents are there. They're not being kept from going to the bathroom or any of the nonsense that you've been fed by Ken Burns, Sarah Burns, and Ava DuVernay.
I also understand, Detective, that the daughter of Ken Burns worked with one of the lawyers filing the lawsuit against the city.
Absolutely. She worked for their attorneys. If you read the book, because I read her book, which is just total nonsense. One of the things she blames their conviction on is the Pan Am Lockerbie 103 bombing. What the hell does that have to do with the Central Park Five? A terrorist bombing of a Pan Am flight over Lockerbie, Scotland. It's patently ridiculous. Another thing she mentions is how she creates this idea that New York City was the South.
This has been really good. We're at 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. No, you know what? No, I mean, you can listen to more, but I don't want to, you know, get any copyright strikes or anything like that. But, I mean, do you hear what I'm saying? Like, I mean, do you get more what I'm saying about, like, how we've been, like, how the media has skewed and lied to people? I mean, just it's outrageous.
Well, yeah, it's all... To me, it's all theater.
I see where you're coming from
on this. You know, perception. It changed a lot of perception back when this trial was a thing. And
well, this is denial, deceit, and delusion. You know, these individuals were, you know, like I said, there was physical evidence. There. And now they're doing and if you want, I mean, they talk about the movie, the When They See Us,
right?
And you know, just how bad that's been. I mean, and the lies that if you want to play that documentary now and see what they say on that one.
Which one are you talking about?
The documentary that you have right now. The documentary that we were, I see it on YouTube right now on my Skype page. So if you want to click on that preview real quick.
Are you talking about the trailer?
Yeah, the trailer. You want to play?
We already played this. So.
Yeah, I know. I thought we might play it again just to give it some perspective on the lies.
I don't know names. I just got lost.
Where did you see the lady?
One lady.
The female jogger was severely beaten and raped. Every black male who was in the park last night is a suspect. I need all of them.
What's going on with my son?
Your son was involved in a rape in Central Park.
Wait a minute.
They saw you rape the lady.
I didn't see a lady or hit anyone.
I didn't see any lady.
Kevin.
I didn't see any lady.
I want to see my son right now. Right now.
Whatever he said, I did.
Nothing these boys state matches the central facts of the crime. All we need is for one to tie this whole thing together.
These tapes are not as clean as the state would have you believe.
There
there's injustice happening here.
There is not one shred of evidence.
Imagine the frenzy of these teenagers ripping off her
car. They are innocent of these crimes.
They are guilty.
They didn't lose like this.
What other way they ever do us?
And I haven't looked back.
I've been having these dreams.
Since
I keep hearing these footsteps. And they come closer and closer.
That's me. Come and bring you home.
They said if I went along with it, that I could go home. And that's all I wanted.
The police will do anything. Lie on us, they will lock us up, they will kill us.
This is my life.
I don't think we should admit to something that we didn't do.
Okay, we keep fighting.
And you know, this is how well they do it. And how well they pushed the line. And this also, they did this with Hurricane Carter. That was also a lot of lies and a lot of deceit. And yeah, I mean, I think more than ever, a movie about
from
white guilt needs to be portrayed.
Ooh, y'all, there's a photo booth.
Comes a big comedy about bigger ambitions, bigger breaks, and even bigger friendships.
What are you doing?
You're clearly in need of a Xanax.
Put on the skip here, there.
Whoops. Yeah. All right. So was that a commercial? That's cool.
That was a commercial. That was a commercial during. But yeah, I mean, this goes. I mean, you look and see how powerful that is, and the powerful imagery, and what we're working against. And this is big media. This is big business. That is pushing this narrative. And we, as America, I mean, as truth tellers, we had our people who are looking at the other side, we finally had an avenue from the big media, you know, YouTube, and when YouTube first came around and social media first came around, people were able to push a different narrative. And that narrative was more appealing and seemed to be more truthful and more honest than the other narrative. And now it seems like they basically want to take that away from other Americans. And like I said, it was alternative media that took down Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein. And now they want to take that which took down those individuals. It's really kind of sad. And hopefully we find something else besides YouTube and Facebook and the like, because these individuals are going to keep portraying the lie, and they're going to keep censoring and putting out the information that they want to put out. Anything else to add before I think we end this?
No, we only had a couple listeners tonight, though. I think we should have had a lot more. So maybe in future episodes here on Blog Talk, we'll get here a little earlier. I think the crowds break up very early, so well, I think it's mostly East Coast time here for some reason. And can, Blog Talk Radio, please, why haven't you merged with Spreaker? What's going on?
Yeah, you need to merge because the one thing that is good about your program is the
switchboard.
Is the switchboard, and like I said, you guys, if you follow Larry Elder, you can see his listen to his. His interview with the police officer who handled the Central Park Five. There's a whole other narrative out there that is not really being told in the mainstream. And it looks like right now the Netflix, I think it was a miniseries, When They See Us, all of the reviews have been scrubbed because they don't, I don't think these reviewers want to be interviewed. I think they've been humiliated and they see, you know, I think word gets kind of around kind of quickly. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they've hidden. I could be completely wrong on that, but so you can't. Yeah, the one thing you can't see is When They See Us on Rotten Tomatoes. You cannot see the. Let me look here. Okay, When They See Us, Rotten Tomatoes. Let me take a look here. Yeah,
up
you know what?
Yeah.
Oh, is someone on there?
No, go on.
Oh. But I'm looking here. All of the, if you go on When They See Us, you'll see like any of the reviews and stuff completely scrubbed, scrubbed from YouTube.
No, not from.
Why
YouTube.
Is that?
From YouTube or from?
Not from you, but from.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes, and I wonder, did you click off that When They See Us? Because I'd like to see the comment section on there, from that.
Is my mom here?
All right.
I wonder what the comment section is saying on that. Like,
I have it up right here.
Yeah.
You see it?
This kind of series makes me feel obligated to watch as a black person, but I'd be too pissed off to finish it. And Linda
Erskine
was recently dropped from her job at college. And the actor who played. So this has all been about 3 months ago, but I wonder, like the comment section, like is anyone pointing out that this is untrue? I wonder if any of the comments that
it's crazy that even without proof, blood, hair, anything, and they were still locked up.
Now there were 128 replies. I wonder what is said. They had evidence, including the confession. The guys went to prison. They didn't have evidence. It wasn't forced. Santana said the DNA matched.
So he fell on his sword for them. What a hero.
He doesn't understand what he says. So let's see if more replies. More reply. Okay, there was no. There was more replies to the original one. You see, it's okay.
Where?
It says show more reply. No, okay. When you're doing on that, it'll do a thing that says show more replies. So it says view replies. Show more. Okay, view replies. Okay. So when you were looking at that one we were originally looking at, there is one that says show more. Like after view replies, after you click on that, you'll go down and it'll do show more replies. So yeah, keep on this one, and then you'll come up to a section. Show more replies.
All right.
And we're looking at the replies that are said here. They confess. There was plenty of evidence. Of course, they're not going to show it. It's on. And someone said the only crime they committed was having a skin color. Baloney, nonsense, bullshit.
The only crime they had was the color of their skin.
Bullshit. They beat a victim into a coma. Psycho dieter says that. Son.
Get out of here.
Oh, did you delete him?
No.
What'd you do?
No, I wrote him a message. All right, go on. Keep reading.
All right. Okay. One was Latino, but he was clearly partially black. Muhammad, it's funny that you should say that because the initial victim that was beaten into a coma happened to be white. And let's see, Jimmy Phil. And then we keep going here. Okay, let's see. Didn't we know that the location was rape? And by the way, they were not charged with rape. They were charged with assault. And I, you know, and the jury was a mixed group.
The tapes were forced. They were getting beaten, if you didn't know, dumbass.
No, they weren't.
Come on, weirdo. That, give me a break.
Yeah.
Give me a break. All right. So, amazing weirdo. Being beaten doesn't give you knowledge about where the attack happened. And yet, two of them led investigators independently to the location of the attack. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Yeah, everything. No one's responding logically to what he said. This is all emotion and denial. This is deceit, denial, and delusion. It's funny how no one is responding to what's being said. It's deceit, denial, and delusion. So let's see more replies. Show more replies.
Same with Bill Cosby case. No forensic evidence whatsoever, yet he was still found guilty.
Mm-hmm. And Psycho says, get cancer.
There we go.
And I wonder what do you mean by, and I would like to ask Millie, what's that supposed to mean? Why would you say that? I want to ask Millie why she would, you know.
I gotta get into the right account. I'm not even in the right account. You're gonna have to do it from yours.
You're right. Okay. Yeah, I'll look into that later. But it's complete nonsense what's going on, and you know, a lot of people are just doubling down. They don't want to, you know, admit that they're wrong. Anyway, with that being said, I don't think anyone's going to call in. I think it's a good time to we'll end it on a good note.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's go back here. Yeah. Thank you again for listening this is still an inflammatory talk episode, I guess. But
yeah, that's fine.
Check around. Keep your eyes and ears open for us. We're doing shows all the time.
And we're starting the Organization of Transparency and Merit. Anyway.
Check out that show if you can. Transparency and Merit. Check it out.
Later.